The reading today is taken from John chapter 6, reading from verse 32 to 40 and 47 to 58. Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Who comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." 47 to 58. "Very truly I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But there is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Then the Jews began to argue sharply amongst themselves, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." This is the word of the Lord.
And so may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our God and our Redeemer. Amen. And on this note, I greet you all on a sunny Sunday morning. Looks bright and sunny out there. And it's a bright and sunny out there, so we are in here privileged to be basking in the sunlight of his eternal love. I think it's worthy of note to say this morning that we've had the privilege and opportunity to together participate in the sacrament of Holy Communion, where we've taken the symbols of the broken body and the shed blood, bread and wine, in remembrance of the atoning work that Jesus did for us in Calvary. And this morning I'll be talking about that bread of life, the bread of life which Jesus is. But just before I do, I just want to do two quick things. Yesterday evening, I took a rather distressing call from the husband of a colleague of mine. She's a Christian. This man called to say that this colleague was undergoing a very serious operation. I'll ask that you uphold her in prayer. This is somebody I know, I spoke to even last week. And the second thing I want to say is for Hillary and family, that as you embark on this new journey, rest assured, rest in the assurance that his grace is sufficient for you, for his power is made strong in your weakness. And so today, I continue in the series that we've been having, where we've been looking at the I am statements in the book of John, And in previous weeks, we've looked at what it says to be, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the good shepherd. Today, my focus will be on the discourse that Jesus had with the crowds that came to him, that is covered in the passage of scripture which Yvonne read, in which he explains that he is the fulfillment of the promise of God to mankind for eternal satisfaction, eternal life. You know, this word that we have, that Jesus gives when he says, I am the bread of life, it's very much similar, is couched in the same language as what the Bible describes in Exodus chapter 3, when God reveals himself to Moses, when he says, I am that I am. In other words, I am whom I am. I am God, without beginning, without end, eternal, unchanging, the source of life. I am that I am. Go tell Pharaoh. And in the passage of scripture, in verses 35 and 36, we see Jesus again saying, I am the bread of life. Whosoever cometh to me will not hunger. Whomsoever believes in me will never thirst. And like I say, there's a sameness between these two. Well, this morning I want to share in brief, what does Jesus mean when he says, I am the bread of life? And what significance does that have to us as Christians, as the body of Christ? Jesus says, I am the bread of life. And to understand in a bit more detail what this means, it's important that we go to the preceding verses in this chapter that was read, where it covers the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. This was, by all stretch of the imagination, all considerations, this was a miracle that's extraordinary, astonishing. Some would say unbelieving. If you think about it, feeding 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And so it's not surprising that the disciples who were around Jesus were a bit doubtful. They were showing unbelief that Jesus would feed so many people with just 5 loaves and 2 fish. So this miracle happened the preceding day to the day that Jesus spoke about himself being the bread of life. And the crowds followed Jesus the next day. And when they followed him, he'd moved to the other side of the sea, to Capernaum. But they followed him. But Jesus knew in that their hearts were not with him, that the reason actually that they were following him, it's not because they saw the signs and wonders and the miracles and they understood who Jesus was. They actually were following him, if you put it in local parlance, because they wanted their bellies fed. And so Jesus admonishes them to work for food that doesn't perish, food that doesn't spoil, food that gives eternal life. Jesus says, those who come to me and those who believe. There are 2 things we have to do to come to Jesus. Firstly, we have to come. And secondly, we have to believe. And the example of these crowds who came to Jesus does give us some important learning aspects about coming to Jesus and believing and receiving the benefits of the bread of life, whom Jesus is. So, we are told, in verse 2, we see that a great crowd of people were following Jesus. That's what the Bible tells us. Verse 5, Jesus saw a great crowd of people coming towards him. In verse 7, Philip says, it will take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread to feed this multitude. Verse 9. The disciples query amongst themselves, and said, how is it possible, how is it feasible to feed such a multitude with five loaves and two fish? And verse 10, the Bible tells us that 5,000 men sat down to eat, and that doesn't include the numbers of women and children. In the circumstance, it is easy, and from a human perspective, human point of view, it's easy to understand why the disciples doubted that Jesus could feed the multitudes. It's easy to understand why such a miracle was going to happen. But Jesus knew what he was doing. The Bible says he gave thanks, he prayed over the bread, and his disciples distributed the bread, and all who were there, all in the masses, had bread to eat. But the significance then of this miracle is not that it's only about the provision that God can make for his children, like it did for the children in the Red Sea. It also says something about the nature of God and what he can offer. But these crowds who had come didn't understand this. In verse 30, so they asked him, what sign can you give that we may see it and believe you? What can you do? Our fathers, our ancestors ate manna from heaven. As it is written, he gave bread to them from heaven. This verse shows that this multitude, even though they'd come to Jesus, actually didn't understand who he was. It's either that they'd forgotten the miracle that they'd seen just about 24 hours previously, or that they didn't make the connection between the miracle and Jesus. They didn't understand what was going on around them. They didn't understand who was standing in front of them. Their understanding was blinded by unbelief. But Jesus was quick to help them. In verse 27 and 28, he says, do not work for food that spoils, for food that perishes, but for food that endures to eternal life, which him the Son of Man has come to give, because he has the seal of approval of his Father, God. And they asked him, what must we do to do the works that God requires? To which Jesus answered, the work of God is to believe in the one whom he has sent. And then we have this remarkable revelation in verse 33, where Jesus says, for the bread of life, the bread of God, is the bread that comes down from heaven to earth to give life to the world. The bread of life is the bread that comes down from heaven to give life to the world. You see, what Jesus was trying to tell them is that these crowds who'd followed him, that pursued him from the previous day, they were in the right place, but they were seeking after the wrong thing. They didn't understand that they had a need which was greater than the physical bread which they came for Jesus to provide for them. Jesus, in other words, was saying to them, your souls are hungry, your souls are thirsty, and you need someone who could satisfy that hunger and that thirsting in your soul. And in a sense, they're representative of all humanity, because we all have this yearning, this hunger, and this thirst in our souls for Jesus Christ to be satisfied spiritually, which only Jesus can give. He's saying, your souls are hungry, your souls are thirsty, you need someone to satisfy that hunger and that thirst, and I am is the one who can satisfy the hunger and the lingering thirst in your soul. So then this parable as I said, it's not only about God's power, God's capacity to provide for his people. It's also a signpost to Jesus as the great I am, the one who provides for us and satisfies our needs. It's a sign, it's a pointer to Jesus, the great I am, God, without beginning, without end, eternal, unchanging, and the source of all life. Hallelujah. And this is the word, because the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So Jesus said, if you come to me, you will not thirst, you will not hunger. If you believe in me, you will not thirst. For the bread of life is the bread which comes down from heaven to give life to the world. I don't know how we are today. We've come to God because we're here. And we're not here because we're not over there. We're here today because God has drawn us. But I don't know what situations you're here with today. Maybe you're here and you've tasted and experienced of the benefits of Jesus as the bread of life. And you can be a testament to how blessed that experience is of life here, but also the expectation of eternal life in the life to come. On the other hand, you may be here today and have not had that experience of Jesus, the bread of life, the one who comes to give life to the world. You have an opportunity today to experience that. There are people here who would pray for you. There are people here who would help to point you in the right direction and give you that support and succor. For the bread of life is the bread which comes down from heaven to give eternal life for you and for me. Amen.